Maseches Nida Perek Beis Mishnah Hey. This Mishnah deals with the anatomy of a woman and where the blood has to be found in order to be considered Tameh, and where blood may be found and be considered Tahor. So the Mishnah says, Mashal Mashlu Chachamim Beisha. The Chachamim gave an analogy about the anatomy of a woman. The analogy is Hacheder Veha Prozdor Veha Aliyah. There is a room, an inner chamber, Veha Prozdor, and a hallway, a corridor, Veha Aliyah, and an attic above them, above the corridor. So Dam Hacheder, that's referring to the uterus. Dam Hacheder is Tameh. The blood that comes from the uterus, from the inner chamber itself, is Tameh, is Dam Nida. Nimtza Ba Prozdor, Sveiko Tameh. If it's found in the corridor, which is the vaginal canal, then it's that blood potentially came from the inner chamber, came from the uterus itself, and therefore it's tamei misafek lefi shechez kaso min amakor, because we do assume that it came from the womb, it came from the uterus. There's a dispute in the Gemara and the Rishonim, I'm sorry, about what the aliyah is. What is that attic, which could also be the source of blood? Several of the Rishonim believe that it could potentially be the bladder, and that a bladder infection may be the source of blood. But that's the subject of much discussion. Regardless, in terms of the halacha, the halacha is blood that comes from the womb is tameh. Blood that is found in the prozdor is considered Sveiko Tameh, because we assume that it came from the womb. The next Mishnah discusses the colors of that would be considered the colors of a fluid that would be considered blood, and any other color is not considered blood, but is considered some other discharge coming from the woman's body. So Mishnah Vav, Chamisha Damim Tameim Beisha. There are five colors of blood that are considered Tameh. Ha'adom, one is red. All of these are close to red. Ha'adom is the first one, which is red itself. V'ha'shachor, which is black, which is considered dark blood that just became congealed and darkened, became black. Uchekeren karkom, and the corner of a crocus plant, which also is red in hue. Uchememe adama, and like the water that sits above the earth, which also gets a brownish red tint, v'chamazug, and like diluted wine, which also has like a purplish red hue. Beis Shammai adds too, in addition to that, Beis Shammai omrim af kameme siltan uchameme basar tzali. He adds that. There's a certain type of plant which is called siltan, that if you soak that plant in water, then it also gets a distinct reddish color, which is different than the first five. And Beis Shammai says that sixth color is also considered tameh, and also the water of basar tzali, the water of roasted meat, which also is a brownish red, and Beis Shammai holds that is an additional color that is considered prohibited. But Beis Hillel says those sixth and seventh colors are considered tahor. Hayarok, which is yellow, Akavia ben Mahalal mitame. Akavia ben Mahalal said that was impure, v'chachamim mitarim, but the sages permitted a yellow color and said that's not considered blood. It's a discharge of some other kind. Amar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, "Im eno mitame mishum kesem, mitame mishum mashke." Even if it's not going to be the type of color that would be prohibited because of a stain of nida, it would still be a prohibited discharge, which if you were to observe it coming out of the body itself, then it would be prohibited. Meaning it's not prohibited on a cloth, if a stain were to be found on a cloth, but it is prohibited if the discharge is visible. Rabbi Yossi Omer lo kach v'lo kach, but Rabbi Yossi disagrees and says, no, it's not prohibited in either form. It's not prohibited on a cloth, nor is it prohibited as a discharge. And the halacha does follow Rabbi Yossi.